Step 4. Listening for comprehension. Listen to the speech carefully and write down the words and phrases you hear.
We should allow pets at apartments and condos.
Living with pets definitely has more benefits than drawbacks. Pets can help you prevent a range of diseases and reduce stress. They can also teach children to think about others. Pets not only provide companionship, they are also a great conversation topic. Everybody knows these facts. Unfortunately, despite the shared love of pets in Japan, thousands are abandoned every year, often because people move to a place which doesn't allow them. In 2011, local government-run animal shelters took in over 220,000 abandoned dogs and cats. About 80% of these pets were put down or killed. While the Japanese pet industry keeps on expanding, about 500 abandoned pets are killed every day. In other words, the housing market cannot adjust to the pet boom, and animal protection laws in Japan remain weak. The victims are, of course, the pets. Most of us know that landlords and condominium owners are very reluctant to allow pets in their buildings. In Tokyo, for example, only 15% of all apartments for sale allow pets after consultations. However, even if pets are allowed, pet owners usually have to pay 3 times more key money and deposit, pay higher rental fees, and often only one small dog is allowed. The age of the building usually will tell you if it's a pet-friendly place. The older the condominium is, the less likely you will be able to have a pet. If you rent an apartment, however, the rule is different. While most landlords do not allow pets, owners of older apartment buildings or buildings which are far from stations and supermarkets might be willing to accept them in order to find tenants. Nevertheless, there are limits. The majority of Japanese landlords will only allow dogs and will often specify a size limitation. Something needs to be done to help those pets. If the pet market grows, and if demand for pet-friendly apartments and condominiums grows as a result, things might improve. We can already see signs of change. For example, the Tokyo-based real estate company Living Gold has renovated apartments in Suginami Ward to allow for cats. It installs fun features like passages near ceilings and towers to climb. More companies should consider the growing demand for pet-friendly places. Leonardo da Vinci once said, "The time will come when people will see the murder of animals in par with the murder of people." Gandhi once said, "The greatness of a nation can be judged by the way its animals are treated." We cannot allow the mindless killing of abandoned pets to continue. The best solution is for more apartments and condominiums to allow pets.